Welcome to the Happy Hormones Podcast. I'm your host, Lacey, the hormone nutritionist. This is the podcast for you if you're struggling with cycle irregularities, if your period's gone MIA, or if you're trying to conceive. Together, let's debunk myths, cut through the BS, and chat about all the diet and lifestyle practices that will help to support you get back in the flow. Ovulation is a sign of optimal health and is something that women pay lots of attention to when they're trying to conceive. Regardless if you're trying to conceive or not, ovulation should be something that every woman knows how to track or at least be aware of. So in this episode, we'll break down how you can do just this. I'm going to be sharing with you three simple ways you can track ovulation at home without the need to pee on an ovulation test strip. Number one, waking basal body temperatures. The aim is to take your basal body temperature at the same time every morning before you get out of bed or even check your phone. You can do this by using a digital thermometer. It doesn't have to be expensive or super fancy. Big tip here is to test the same way every time. So for example, under the tongue or under the armpit, but never a combination of both. You can then record your temperature in an app that will plot your readings on a graph for you. I like the Kendara app and the Overgraph app. Look for a basal body temperature rise that is consistent and significant in comparison to your pre-ovulatory temperatures for at least 3 consecutive days. This rise signifies ovulation and rising levels of progesterone. Number two, cervical mucus. The presence of cervical mucus is a sign that ovulation is about to occur. The main aim of cervical mucus is to create a really inviting environment for sperm to survive and thrive and to help sperm travel to a fertilized egg. So, when you notice mucus that is clear and stretchy, like egg whites, you can assume that ovulation is about to occur. This is your body's way of preparing for fertilization. Number three, cervix position. So around the time of ovulation, the cervix is high, soft, and open. Checking these three things, the height, firmness, and openness of your cervix can be correlated along with your temps and cervical mucus to confirm if you're ovulating. So there you have it, three simple ways to track ovulation at home. You may find that it takes a few cycles to get the hang of this, but once you do, you'll discover that it's an amazing tool to check in with your current health status. With this information, you can now work out if you may be ovulating early or late in your cycle, if you're not ovulating at all, if you have suboptimal mucus, when the best times to conceive are, and so much more. The key take-home message is that ovulation is a sign of optimal health and should be something that you tune in with regardless if you're trying to conceive or not. If you're ready to take the next step, apply to work with me. You'll find the link in the show notes. I help my clients to restore hormonal balance so that they can enjoy fuss-free monthly cycles and conceive with ease. I can help make this possible for you too. Apply now.